facilities had collapsed. Even after decades of refurbishment, many had not been rebuilt or brought to the standards people had been accustomed to before. Olympia's municipal water system still had issues, and Haley didn't trust it. She had a filtration system installed in her house years ago, but even with that, she chose to have her drinking water brought in weekly from a company that had a small reservoir located 15 miles outside of town. Even though she had been alive before the lights went out, she had a difficult time remembering the everyday luxuries her parents had spoken of. Fresh available fruits, varieties of meat, reliable electricity, ease of travel, but most of all, fresh water. She knew that the way that people treated and respected water was far different now than in the before. When the water stopped flowing freely and easily, the well-manicured landscaping went with it. Those picturesque scenes of thick, lush lawns and endless flowering plants were replaced with robust gardens. What water people had rationed to them, they used sparingly and productively to provide the basics. It just made so much sense to her. She understood the desire to see pretty flowers and yards covered in grass, but after living through the scarcity of the time that followed the attacks and the Great Civil War, she would always be prepared. Many in Cascadia shared the same pragmatic outlook. Few looked to the government, much less to anyone else, to provide or take care of them. An entire generation had lived through and taught their progeny to be more self-reliant and to live self-sustainably. The whistle of the tea kettle pulled her away from her other morning chores. She poured the hot water over the finely ground coffee in the French press, the rich, slightly burnt aroma filling her nostrils. That smell alone made her day. She made her way to the front door to pick up the dairy products that had been delivered. With the cool temperature outside, her cream would be the perfectly chilled companion to her hot coffee. She opened the front door and was surprised to see a man hovering at the entrance, his face obscured. "Are you coming to get this?" he asked, holding up a basket filled with the dairy products she was in need of. It was a voice she knew instinctually, but she almost couldn't believe it. "Hunter? Hunter, is that you? Oh my God, it's you!" Haley practically shouted. She grabbed her son into an embrace. Hugging him tightly, she said, "My boy, how are you? I can't believe you're here."
"Mom, hi. Mom, you're crushing me in the eggs," Hunter said.
"I'm sorry, I just didn't know I'd see you this morning. Had I known, I would have prepared the hollandaise for some eggs Benedict," Haley said, petting his hair. She still embraced him tightly, almost as if she was afraid to let him go.
"Sorry I didn't call, but I wanted to surprise you," Hunter said.
She pulled back and stared into his blue eyes. Hunter Rutledge was her oldest son. He was a tall man, standing at 6'2", and he had the signature Van Zant brown hair and piercing light eyes. His wide shoulders hovered over his tapered, lean body. When Haley looked at Hunter, she saw her own father. "Come in before you freeze. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking having you stand in the cold any longer," Haley said apologetically as she led him into the warm house.
"I didn't mean to startle you, Mom, but your timing was uncanny. I picked up the basket and was about to knock when you opened the door," Hunter said with a slight nasal edge to his voice.
His nose was a little stuffy from the cold, damp air. She took the basket from him and rushed back into the kitchen.
"Do you want some fresh coffee?"
she hollered.
"Sure, sounds good," he responded,
as he took off his coat and walked into the living room. He looked around. It had been a long time since he had seen his mother. The house she now lived in was not one he was familiar with. She had moved into it after his father had died a few years ago. Tired from his long journey, he sat down in a Victorian-style winged love seat. Haley rushed into the room and placed a coffee mug on the table in front of him and turned to go back to the kitchen. She took a few steps and quickly turned back around.
"You take cream with your coffee, right?"
Yeah, thanks, Mom." He looked at the steam coming off the coffee and took a sip, grinning. The bold taste of the coffee made him feel much better. Haley came back into the room and took a seat in the chair across from him. Gently holding her mug in her lap, she asked him a few questions about his travels. Haley was very excited to see him, but also nervous because he had shown up with no notice. She kept many of her family secrets close to her chest, and now she was sharing them with John for the interview. She would have a time and place when she would share things with her sons, but she wanted to tell them when she was ready. Having Hunter there meant the conversation needed to happen sooner rather than later.
"Mom, is everything..."